is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. As more people in the United States and around the world continue protests to combat racism, racial acts against blacks in America continue to take place openly and behind the scenes, now crossing over to NASCAR racing. But in response, NASCAR drivers put on a dramatic show of support for fellow driver Bubba Wallace on Monday. Wallace, NASCAR's only black driver, was pushed to the starting line by all of the race's drivers after NASCAR stepped up security for the rain-delayed Geico 500 after a noose was found in the driver's garage at Talladega Speedway. A vocal supporter of Black Lives Matters, Wallace was the target of the racial attack a day earlier when the noose, a symbol connected to lynching and America's slave history, was left in his team's stall. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday he opposed removing the towering statue of former President Theodore Roosevelt from outside New York City's American Museum of Natural History. The move was announced by the museum Sunday and comes amid anti-racism protests across the United States and the world. The statue shows Roosevelt on a horse with a Native American man and an African man by his side. Top U.S. public health officials are set to go before a congressional panel on Tuesday as parts of the country grapple with a surge in newly confirmed coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. Many states are in the process of loosening restrictions put in place to stop the spread of the virus. Globally, the number of deaths from COVID-19 is more than 471,000. U.S. has the highest number of deaths at more than 120,000. The number of infections globally is more than 9 million and more than 2.3 million in the U.S. This is VOA News. Mexico's daily death toll for coronavirus passed Brazil on Sunday amid concerns that Latin America's second biggest economy is not doing enough to flatten the increasing infection rate. Mexico on Sunday reported 1,044 additional deaths from the coronavirus. In comparison, according to Reuters, Brazil reported an additional 641 deaths on Sunday. Still, Brazil remains second behind the United States in the number of overall deaths and infections. Regrouping after a humbling weekend rally, President Donald Trump faces another test of his ability to draw a crowd during a pandemic on Tuesday as he visits Arizona and tries to remind voters of one of his key 2016 campaign promises. The president yesterday was still facing backlash over the racist term Kung Flu that the president had used in Tulsa in reference to the coronavirus. The low turnout in Tulsa over the weekend has sharpened the focus on President Trump's visit to Arizona, which doubles as both a 2020 battleground state and a surging coronavirus hotspot. North and South Korea are set to mark the 70th anniversary of the start of the 1950 through 53 Korean War on Thursday. The Korean War ended roughly where it started, near the 38th parallel. The armistice signed on July the 27th, 1953, stipulated that both sides withdraw their forces 2 kilometers from there to form a demilitarized zone. The zone remains the world's most heavily fortified frontier, with about 1 million troops stationed on each side. A North Korean defector group says that it's launched anti-Pyongyang leaflets towards the North even after Pyongyang blew up an inter-Korean liaison office last week to show its displeasure against the defectors and South Korea for not stopping them from sending the leaflets. In a 7-second video clip provided by the group Fighters for Free North Korea, defectors were seen launching a giant balloon carrying a package of leaflets and a poster bearing photographs of leader Kim Jong-un and his sister Kim Yo-jong with anti-Pyongyang messages. President Trump seems to be supporting the idea of giving Americans a second round of financial aid to mitigate the effect of shutdowns to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus. Asked if he backed another payment to the individual Americans, Mr. Trump told Scripps Network that he supported the idea of sending out a second check. "We'll be doing another stimulus package with U.S. Congress," he added, saying that the bipartisan measure would come over the next couple of weeks. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.